Between June 28th and August 20th, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had recorded 193 possible cases of severe respiratory illnesses among people in 25 states who vaped nicotine or cannabis-related products. As of September 6, 2019, the CDC reported the number has more than doubled to 450 in 33 states. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Klubbs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. One of the reasons for the increased popularity of e-cigs or vaping was the belief that the habit was less dangerous than smoking. However, this current epidemic proves otherwise. One of the cases reported was Southeast Missouri State University student Brianna Sykes. Southeast student publication The Arrow interviewed Sykes and reported her harrowing story of being diagnosed with acute respiratory distress syndrome related to vaping. After going to the ER at Southeast Health with pneumonia-like symptoms, her condition worsened and she had to be intubated before making the trip to Mercy Hospital in St. Louis. The CDC urges people to stop using e-cigarette products. People who do use these products should monitor themselves for symptoms. They should not buy their products off the street or modify their products by adding any substances that are not intended by the manufacturer. E-cigarette products should never be used by youth, young adults, pregnant women, or adults who do not currently use tobacco products. For more information on this and other health issues, visit krcu.org.